Rabbi Enizal told over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that a knife should not be given as a gift. We know today, you know, there are these silver knives for Shabbos and all kinds of fancy things. The Baal Shem Tov said that a knife should not be given as a gift, period. I believe I heard it from Rav Rosenfeld and others, that in a case where a person bought a knife, let's say they didn't know about this, and then they heard about this, one of the things that could be done to temper this is if the person who receives the knife gives the one who gave it to him a dollar or a coin, something like that, so they're not accepting it as a gift, they're paying for it in a sense. Because as a gift, it should not be given. Paragraph Yud, Rabbi Enizal says that Rishoim, people that are wicked, are full of regrets. However, in reality, they don't know what regret is, Rabbi Enizal says. Because sometimes when they start feeling feelings of regret, they fall deeper into the mire. Like two people who are battling against each other, fighting against each other, when one sees that the second one is starting to win, so he really turns on all the energy to turn things upside down. Here also, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, when he sees that somebody is starting, let's say a person, Chas V'Sham Lo Aleinu, who's involved in gambling or other things like that, and sometimes the person will experience a major loss or something like that, and the person says, what am I doing? I'm crazy, I should realize that this isn't for me, you know, and the person will feel those regrets momentarily, and then unfortunately, because it's an addiction, because it's something that they're so attached to, they'll get into it even deeper, Rachmona Litzlan. And therefore, Rabbi Enizal says, this is a very important rule regarding serving Hashem, that even other people, each and every single person, the more he wants to come close to Hashem, the other side, the opposition, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, will fight him, and will fight him stronger even, as Rabbi Enizal discusses this in other places, in chapter 72 in Likut Imran, and a person has to be very smart and use tricks to be able to battle, to be able to defeat the Yetzer Hara with tremendous strength all the time. It's a constant battle. It's not a one-time shot. And Rabbi Enizal said, fortunate is the person who zeichet to win this battle. In the commentary on this, the Noyeh Masichos, he mentions a number of things. One of the things he mentions that we see, the Gemara mentions that one of the miracles that took place on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash was that the Kohen Gadol did not experience keri, chas v'shalom, an emission, a wrongful, a sinful type of emission. And a person would say, what are you talking about? You're talking about the Kohen Gadol, the holiest Jew, on the holiest day, he's going into the Holy of Holies, and you're telling me that it's a chiddush, it's a miracle, that he didn't have this? And the answer is definitely yes. Because he's so holy, and because he's going into a holy place, there's opposition, there's the Yetzer Hara that doesn't like that, that's going to fight him. And the Gemara says, kol ha-godol mechaveiro yitzroi godol himenu, that a person who's on a higher level has a higher level battle to fight. His battle is more difficult. So here again, a person needs to know that this is a lifelong battle. And a person has to persist and persist. And a person has to learn from the Torah, and especially from the tzaddikim amitiim, how to go about this battle. How one recognizes the sitra achra, how one recognizes the evil inclination, and how one does battle against him. We see that the Torah defines the Yetzer Hara as shrewd, very shrewd. During the time of Adam HaRishon, it says, "V'hanochosh hoya'orum mikol chayas hasodeh," that the snake was smarter and shrewder than all the other animals. And the snake is the symbol of the Yetzer Hara. He's very shrewd, he's got a lot of experience and everything. If a person wants to defeat him, he's got to be very shrewd. And not all of us have that shrewdness or that experience. And this is one of the reasons why we have to come on to the teachings of the true tzaddikim who have fought this battle throughout their entire lives, and they've won the battle. They've succeeded in defeating the Yetzer Hara again and again. They can share with us their insights as to how one could possibly be successful in this battle. The Gemara says, Kol hascholois koshois. All new beginnings are difficult. When a person decides to make a new beginning, a person is chozer b'tshuva, they have to change their whole life. It's major, major, or a person will have to move to a new neighborhood, a new house. There's all kinds of difficulties. It takes weeks and months to straighten everything out and to get absorbed, etc., etc. As difficult as that is, the end is even more difficult. The gemar, to finish the job, Rav Nosson Zal says this many times, is even more difficult when it comes to completing the task. And because again, when the Yetzirah sees that somebody is about to complete an item of Kedusha, to put the seal on it, he's going to try to do everything in the world to stop it, to block it. And this is one of the reasons, especially why we who are living today, at the end, the Gemara calls this Ikvah Siddha Mashiach. When we hear the footsteps of Mashiach, meaning we're close to the finish line, all that's needed is a couple of finishing touches, not big things, little things. And these little things, the Yetzirah works so hard against each and every one of us to block us from making our contribution, what we need to do to finish the job, to complete the process.